Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Welcome back. It's Tobin and Leroy. Time to get to our favorite Tuesday game. The damage is done, my friend. Go around the room, say where the damage has been done. I'll go first. It's, of course, going to go to Lil Willie, Bill Simmons, who sat up there crowing about, I think that Jaylen Brown is enough to get it done when we get Giannis, and we're not going to give him all the pieces. Well, looky-loo now, dude. You got no Giannis, and you might not have no Jaylen Brown either, because he may say, oh, you guys didn't want me here? Ready to hightail it out of here, which would be nice. It would be nice every once in a while for something to blow up in the Celtics' face, and it appears, Leroy, they may have bit off more than they can chew, because not only did they not get the Greek Freak, but they have upset their finals MVP because they could never, ever part with their sweet golden child, Jason Tatum. So it might be just Tatum and Pritchett by the time this thing is all said and done. So the damage is done, my friend.
Well done by you
trying to drum up a market. And maybe the Heat gave up a little bit more than they wanted to, but at least they don't have anybody disgruntled. Enjoy that, Lil Willie. Damage is done for you, Leroy?
Here's the deal. It's along the same lines. Because how to ruin a perennial contender in a matter of 2 weeks? Because now you got to get rid of Jaylen Brown. Who are you going to trade him for? There's nothing out. What out there is better than Jaylen Brown?
Don't know.
You did that because some of your people who just all of a sudden said, if I'm making a trade, I'd take the Jaylen Brown trade over that.
Greedy.
Right? So, way to ruin a franchise by taking your, like you said, MVP, the one who won you the championship.
Yep.
And making him even more disgruntled than he already was.
Man.
Because after all the stuff he did this past year, everybody thought you were going to be a lottery pick. Where were you, second or third in the
Second in the East.
Second in the East. Because of one guy. Almost, he had MVP votes. And you ruined it by being phonies, by going, our baby's back. Jason Tatum's back. Right. So, yeah.
Damage is done.
Like, it's the damage is done. It's like,
damage is done.
People can't leave well enough alone. They got a good team.
That's what you say.
You can't leave well enough alone. And before you make comments, sometimes you ought to say, hey, we might not ought to say nothing because there aren't better options out there. Mm-hmm. We ought to try to keep both of these guys happy.
Tough one. Jennifer, what damage is done for you?
I hate to be this person to bring this up, but the amount of drama going on Love Island right now at Casa Amor, let me tell you, the internet is a wild place, and they will find out absolutely everything about you.
What are you referring? You're referring to the participant they want canceled?
Well, minus her. I mean, yeah, like there's a bunch of new people now who. When the guys went into Casa Amor, literally they forgot about all the women in the regular.
Of course they did.
And then no, but after they went and they did their big one, then we have Bryce and Sincere saying, "Oh man, you know I kind of miss my girl after you did everything you just did."
Sure.
Oh, after you do some dirt, that's like you go to a club with all the hotties, and then on the way home you're like. Oh, I really miss my girl.
And he's out here crying. Like, please.
Who's crying?
Break Bryce.
Crying?
Bryce is crying.
Did he cry before? Or did he cry after he did the dirt?
After he did the dirt.
Fake tears.
Mm-hmm. Crocodile tears.
Damage is done, my friend.
Well, they're not gonna. They won't be crying when they do Casa versus Villa, the horny race. So
oh,
trust me,
sure.
There's nobody who's
What's
gonna,
the horny race?
It's a tradition unlike any other. It's like the Masters of Love Island, where they have to have a race. They have to do a text, and they'll be like, "Make out with the islander you fancy the most," and then they have to make out, and then it's like best sex position, and then they do it with the islander you want to speak to, and then they got a race, and whoever does it faster, they get a point. And so they do, and they all find out through text whether they won the race.
Also, one of the bombshells that went into the regular villa with the girls wasn't the Miami Dolphins.
Really?
Crazy enough. Tino Ellis? He was a cornerback.
He was?
2020,
really?
2021.
That's why he's on Love Island right now. Because
his name was who?
Tino
Practice
Ellis.
Squad.
Tino Ellis?
Yep.
That doesn't sound like a real name.
Okay.
How far in the Dolphins did he make it? Was he like a
practice squad guy, or
was he like an OTA's invitee? I don't recall that name.
I don't recall it either, but
I know.
Like I
dude,
said, the internet is
can
unmasked.
I just tell
they
you
they found it.
That drives me crazy. That really does. Like, oh, I played. Really? For who?
He was in the practice squad, yeah.
Did he even wear a uniform, or did he wear a jersey?
Ellis signed with the Dolphins in October of 2020. On August 2021, he was waived by the Dolphins, re-signed to the practice squad the next day, and then he was waived on September 2nd. So he was, I guess, on the practice squad for a season? But he was waived in 6 days in 2021. Then he went to play for something called the Michigan Panthers.
Oh, that's...
USFL.
Yeah.
Then he went back to the Dolphins, where he was waived on injured reserve. He lasted 8 days on the team.
So, yeah, you had...
He also lasted less than one night on Love Island, by the way.
Yeah, he didn't even get picked, right? Like, no. He wasn't even one of the guys. Because no. they just brought in, like, 12 people, and then they picked 6 guys to stay at the villa. So
who picked? The women?
Who did pick? I was kind of going through rumors. I kind of half-watched last night. Who ended up picking? Was it the girls who ended up picking, or did Ariana pick?
The girls picked.
Okay, so there you go. Dan Day, what damage has done for you, dude?
Oh, man. Tito Ellis? Come on, man.
You don't remember? You remember him?
No.
He mentioned it like, oh, yeah, I was there.
Guys, we're the flagship station. No, I'm joking. Was I correct in thinking you were telling me the other day Love Island's on 5 nights a week?
It is on 5 nights a week.
What a commitment.
You think so, but man, I love it. I'm missing it tonight because I'm doing the draft show, and I'm you know, you only get Wednesday and Saturdays off, but you know, you could catch a certain night like tonight. Like, there's no recouplings or anything like that tonight. Like, they'll be doing something, then they'll probably have to do that the next time. Oh, you know what? They actually might couple up tonight. I don't know, because the whole thing is they're gonna do this throughout the week. Dan Day, the big thing with Casamore is, are they going to go on Sunday? Are they going to return to the villa single or with a new couple? That's the big thing that we're building up to this week.
And so my question is, why are we, like, it doesn't do you any favors to hitch up to somebody too soon.
Right.
Because you're going to only end up disappointing. Hmm. Right, and being hated and being kicked off the island. So
usually, there's been some couples that have last. They've gone the distance. It's not never happened.
Oh, listen, I've seen bits and parts of this.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't nobody worthy. No,
that's not true. There's people that are still there.
No, there's people that are still there. But I'm saying, like, they ain't gonna hitch up with nobody. They saying it, but
well, no, I'm saying like in Love Island history, like there's still people that are still together.
Oh, okay.
So what damage is done for you, Dan?
Hate to say it, but Kansas guard Darren Peterson. Tonight, the NBA draft starts at 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
If you ask me who's the best player in the draft, I would say it's Darren Peterson. He is a human highlight film when he plays. The only problem is he's had some health issues, let's just put it that way. And he's gone on to say that, well, the reason I've cramped and had to leave games is because of creatine.
I remember that.
Well, I think now it's too late, Darren Peterson. The damage
is done.
Is done. Unfortunately, you'll probably not be the first overall pick. You'll probably go second or third, nonetheless. kind of walked yourself out of being the first overall pick with whatever health issues it might have been, whether it be creatine related or not.
Yeah, and then you think about it because, I mean, Utah would have loved DeBanza because they basically raised him from a high school kid. So they would have loved to have that if it wasn't so weird with Peterson. People have said, like, Peterson wasn't the version of himself in college that he was in high school where he looked like, you know, can't miss. I mean, he's still going number two probably. You know, no one's thinking that he, even with all the drama with the Utah Jazz where he, like, didn't work out with them, he didn't meet with them, he's going number two, but I don't know. Well, there is a wrinkle, too, because...
Wait, just for cramping, or he was...
Well, they're worried that his heart also had some issues, and I'm not talking about health issues. I'm talking about maybe he wasn't 100% invested into some of the games.
Yeah, like he was trying to play not to get hurt this year. You know, because you...
It's... You know what? I would say this about, like, kids and athletes. It's not, like... It's human nature, right? But I would say if you think that's an issue, it's not an issue because he tried to do that. It's an issue because he's not out there to compete, right? Because no matter how you feel about any situation you're in, whether you're banged up, whether you're worried about future contracts, whether you're worried about your situation – once you get on the court, if you're a competitor, you forget. The fact that he couldn't forget and he still played that way means that is he really into it? And so that's the question I would have. I understand all the other stuff, right? But if he's able to overlook his competitiveness and go to a situation where he's thinking about all that other stuff, that would scare me more than anything because you're thinking, okay, what happens when his contract's up, right? He's going to be one of those players that, oh, I'm out, or I got a sore. Like, yeah, we've seen those guys. It's annoying. So, yeah.
I saw him run circles for one half around A.J. DeBanza
right
in a game.
Yeah.
And then he said he didn't feel good. Oh, he said he had like an ankle issue and didn't play the rest of the game.
Very weird.
And once again, you can't ever judge anybody how they're injured, but you look at Michael Jordan or Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's playing with like finger ligaments hanging off, and these guys are going to play no matter what. It's a different age. I get it, but it was a little strange. I watched that game.
Yeah, and you think about like some of the guys who've had like these weird how they go about their college season, like Markelle Fultz or
right, just like
Ben Simmons. Like,
look how works out for him.
Yeah, you can never, it's hard to always ignore the talent. Someone's gonna buy into it, but the red flags are there for a reason.
Here's the thing, when you talk about the kind of person somebody is, when you talk about their habits, when you talk about all these things, I'm willing to bet you if you find a guy who's super super ultra competitive, all the other stuff works out.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right? Like, if you don't keep... I'll give you a perfect example. Charles Barkley was not considered one of the most in-shape basketball players in the league.
Mm-hmm.
But you put him on the basketball court, and the one thing he did was compete, regardless of how he felt or what he looked like. That carries weight.
Yep.
These people have these tremendous bodies or whatever... We can look at, what's his name from The Fisherman now?
Ben Simmons.
You can look at Ben Simmons and say, is he really a competitor? Or he's just been blessed with...
He was blessed with attributes.
Right. But you never really look at him and say, that dude is a competitor. Whereas you look at Kobe, right? From day one, you go, I don't know what kind of basketball player he's going to be, but dude is going to compete.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.